This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump posts a Twitter video about Hurricane Dorian. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
It could be an absolute monster.
President Trump in an online video says the government is gearing up to help the people of Florida.
We're ready. We have the best people in the world ready. And they're going to help you. We're shipping food. We're shipping water.
National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says Dorian will gain strength.
Forecasting the potential of a Category 4 storm, 130 miles an hour by the time we make landfall.
And while much of the state remains in the so-called cone of uncertainty, Graham says they are certain the big storm will hit late in the weekend.
It looks like late on Sunday into the evening.
I'm Tim McGuire.
The U.S. Justice Department's watchdog is criticizing former FBI Chief James Comey's handling of memos documenting his private talks with President Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Comey wrote memos about conversations with the president, which he said unnerved him. The Inspector General's office says Comey broke FBI rules by giving one of the memos to a friend with instructions to share its contents with a reporter. It also says Comey did not tell the FBI after being fired that he'd kept some of the memos in a home safe. The Justice Department had already decided it will not prosecute Comey over the matter. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Special Representative to Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, told reporters at the State Department that America is ready for change in Venezuela and that embattled President Nicolas Maduro leaving power is a critical part of the country being able to move forward towards free elections and a transition to democracy. But Abrams stressed that this isn't about punishment, this isn't about vengeance, and we have tried to make that clear. Abrams said he has not yet seen any signs of a willingness by Maduro to negotiate a compromise where he voluntarily leaves. His re-election in 2018 is considered to be illegitimate by many nations in the Western Hemisphere. This is VOA News. The CDC says mumps has swept through 57 immigration detention facilities in 19 states since last September. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
The virus has affected just under 900 migrant adults and 33 detention center staffers. The government report says as of last week, outbreaks were in 15 facilities in 7 states. In response, a spokesman for Immigration and Customs Enforcement said doctors and nurses at detention facilities screen all new detainees within 24 hours of their arrival to ensure that highly contagious diseases are not spread. Vaccines in the U.S. have drastically reduced the number of mumps outbreaks. Only a few hundred cases are reported in most years. I'm Shelley Adler.
The White House is reviewing whether $250 million in military assistance should be sent to Ukraine, in keeping with President Donald Trump's view that U.S. foreign aid must be justified. That's according to two administration officials on Thursday. We get more from Reuters' Nathan Frandino.
Hundreds of millions of dollars in U.S. military aid has poured into Ukraine since 2014, but that could soon come to an end. This after two senior administration officials confirmed President Donald Trump is considering blocking Ukraine's $250 million annual aid package, which is meant to curb aggression from Russia. Ukraine has been using the aid to fight an armed separatist movement backed by Moscow.
The G7, whether it's G7, G8.
News of the aid review, first reported by Politico, comes days after Trump at the Group of Seven summit in France said Russia should be allowed back into the G7. Russia was expelled from the group after it abruptly annexed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014.
That is Reuters' Nathan Frandino reporting. Hong Kong democracy activist Joshua Wong was arrested Friday ahead of another planned weekend of protests in the Chinese-ruled city that is grappling with its biggest political crisis since its handover to Beijing more than two decades ago. Wong, the face of Hong Kong's push for full democracy during protests in 2014 that paralyzed parts of the city for 79 days, was released from jail in June after serving a five-week term for contempt of court. Their party member was also arrested, according to the group. Andy Chan, a founder of the pro-independence Hong Kong National Party that was banned last September, said on his Facebook page that he had been detained at Hong Kong's international airport. The U.S. Treasury Department has sanctioned Lebanese Jamal Trust Bank for brazenly enabling the financial activities of Hezbollah, Iran's proxy in Lebanon. The Treasury also targeted individuals in Oman who allegedly acted as middlemen to funnel cash from Iran's elite Quds force to Hamas. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. It's